Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's living for the weekend. 95.5 WPLJ.
Everybody, and welcome to No Name Radio. How are you? We appreciate you guys joining us. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, let me tell you. That was a good intro. I did not know that that was going to be the intro. That was your doing. Very good.
Threw that together in 5 minutes when I got home from work today.
Well, this is how, you know, I think Costa said it already in the chat room the best. No research, no preparations. We're just going to get on the air and shoot this shit and just give our opinions and our rants. And I need this bit. I need, Jim, I need you and I need the people at home and I need everything to vent about my normal life stuff and my pop culture stuff because I'm sitting at home. I'm just yelling at the TV like a maniac all day and all night of what I'm seeing. So thank you for allowing me to do this show.
Anytime. I wouldn't do it. Couldn't, you're like Scooby-Doo. Couldn't do a show without you. Lord knows I've tried.
Well, I heard your shows. They were good. They were good.
Nobody goes to see Just Oats.
That's right. Now, so what's going on in your mind? I don't know. You know, I promised a couple things on my Facebook page. I don't know if anybody read what I was going to talk about tonight, but I was going to talk about how much I hate Barbara Walters, and I don't wish death upon each other, but I wish a bunch of Navy SEALs would take her out in the middle of the night. about how people on Long Island suck, and... all kinds of stuff. We'll see what happens. You know, we can shoot the crap about anything. So that's it for me.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
You've been a great crowd. Good night. We appreciate you guys joining us on a Friday night. I find it hard to believe that most of you don't have something better to do, but we appreciate being here anyway. Eddie and I were talking about it, and we just, you know, We both like being on the radio. This is our creative outlet, if you will. Some paint, some sculpt. We talk. So,
right. I think we are doing something better. This is not like the white noise in the background.
Right.
Some of you are probably surfing Red 2 and doing whatever you people do. Now I see up in the chat room wrestling. Wrestling seems to be the topic. Were you into wrestling, Jim, at any time?
Yes. Yes, I was. I was big into it around the Hulk Hogan era, although I wasn't a Hulk Hogan fan. Not really. I was really into wrestling in the 80s, you know, the whole when WrestleMania first came about and all of that. But I wasn't a big Hulk Hogan fan then. I was a Roddy Piper fan, and I was a Macho Man fan. And then I kind of lost interest in wrestling. And then when all those guys started coming back to the WCW, then I got into wrestling again. It was seeing them all back in the – and I liked Hogan in the WCW because he was a bad guy, which I thought was – he was a hell of a lot more interesting than the whole, you know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, brother. Hulk, what are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
I guess I don't know.
They're just asking me favorite match of that era. It may be the easy answer. Maybe I'm taking the easy way out. Yeah, Savage Steamboat, what, WrestleMania 3. That had to be one of my favorites. Had to be right there.
Am I still on?
What's that?
I feel like I'm not on. I don't know. Like something is. I guess I'm on. You can hear me.
I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on with this too. So, all right, go on. So yeah, I was a little before Hogan. I kind of lost interest when Hogan came along. I I was pretty much a wrestling fan from about 1975 till about, I guess, 81, 82. When that,
so that would have been, that would have been like Bob Backlund, I'm guessing, and I get, well, I guess I around, you know, he's been around forever.
Bruno Sammartino, and then when Bruno was backstabbed by Larry Zbysko on the famous TV match, when he turned you know, heel on Bruno. Bruno used to have hairiest back ever. Get a hairy back, dude.
Not hairier than Howie just brought it up. Not hairier than George the Animal Steel.
And you remember how George used to come out with the green tongue?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He said he used to put like what is this stuff? Like the green spearmint gum or something into a glass of water, and the green stuff would get in the water. He would drink the water before the matches to have that green tongue. And that guy was a professor or a teacher.
Wow.
In real life, he's like I don't want to say genius, but he was an educated man, and he only wrestled when school was out. Apparently, he would tour then. I seen an interview with him. I was very impressed. I thought he was going to talk a total retard. But
and it's funny, you know, they're mentioning all these names in the chat room, and I'm like scanning the names. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's dead. Captain mentioned, I'll tell this story really quick, King Kong Bundy. King Kong Bundy was from Atlantic City, if I'm not mistaken. Years after his popularity in the WWF, he was doing small wrestling shows, and he was at this ice, I don't know if it was an ice rink or a roller rink, I honestly can't remember, in Toms River, New Jersey. And my son was about 5 or 6 years old, and this was when I was back into wrestling with the WCW. And I took my son. It was all these no-name guys, you know, guys, most of them are probably dead now, too. And King Kong Bundy was the main attraction. And then he signed autographs, and he was really a nice guy. He was, like, hamming it up for my son, because my son was – we were sitting right at ringside, because, you know, there were, like, 30 people there for these wrestling matches. And so – He's like, he's got this guy in a headlock, and he's yelling to my son, you know, Jimmy, what should I do to him? And, you know, my son's yelling back and forth to him. So that was really cool. So I have fond memory of King Kong Bundy. And I ran into, now that I mentioned Bam Bam Bigelow, I ran into him in a quick check in Eatontown near where my mother used to live. I was going in the quick check, and he was coming out. He's dead too now, isn't he? Bam Bam Bigelow, he's dead,
so.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's dead. Bigelow. Yeah, full show. For sure, he is a dead man.
All these guys are dead.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, anyway.
Gorilla, well, I mentioned a Gorilla Monsoon. And Gorilla Monsoon, you know, he used to announce the live events, which I have a lot of the video from the live events. And back in the day, actually, they wouldn't even announce that the cards would be on cable. They would just show up, and you'd be like, wow, wrestling's on. And, Jim, you would not believe how loud the crowd was at Madison Square Garden for this.
I used to go for the monthly, you know, when they'd always have, if I remember correctly, wasn't it always like they had a monthly card at the Garden, and it'd be like the first Monday of the month or the last Monday, and it was always, remember,
right,
it was on MSG? It would actually be on
right.
the MSG network?
Yeah.
And I saw some great matches at the Garden back in the day. I saw Savage, and after Savage became heavyweight champ for the first time, he fought, I'm trying to remember if my history's right, because I think Andre won the belt and sold it to DiBiase, and then they vacated the belt because they said he couldn't buy it. They had the tournament, which Savage won the belt, and then DiBiase was like his main challenger all the time, and I saw the two of them in a cage match at Madison Square Garden, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, those cage matches. Yeah, I mean, you know, and the thing is, they would string you along with the TV shows for, like, you know, a whole month, I guess, or maybe 2 months, with the rivalry and the storyline. And then by the time it got, because you weren't oversaturated with it like you are now, with everything, I mean, you know. And so you got into the whole plot line, and then when they had that revenge match, people would flip out when they couldn't wait to see the villains get beat up. I was just watching on Backlund when he hit Sergeant Slaughter after Sergeant Slaughter had whipped him. And it was such a, you don't whip me, you whip dogs, you don't whip human beings, Slaughter. And then when they got in the ring, it was, you know, at the end, Backlund is whipping Sergeant Slaughter. People were going crazy. But the match was like 20 minutes long. There was like three moves in the whole match. If you look at the old wrestling, it's really drawn out and boring. I mean, they're in arm locks for like an hour.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, get on, move along, you know. So, those were the days.
I guess they'll tell me in the chat room. I don't know if you know. Is Mean Gene Okerlund, he's still around?
That I don't know.
He's still alive?
I don't know.
I used to love Mean Gene. Anyway, that's funny.
That's it. It's a little chat room. Well, listen, if they want to talk wrestling, that's cool.
I can talk wrestling. I can't talk current wrestling because I haven't watched it in such a long time. What the WWE became, while I can't argue with the success, it just wasn't for me. I like the old days with these guys. Well, I guess the WWF days, you would call them.
They don't have like good. You know, I don't know. The acting is just not good. And, you know, wrestling changed. I mean, in the 60s and 70s, everybody was ethnic. There was, you know, Ivan Putski was the Polish guy.
Right.
The Italian guy was San Martino. The Germans were always villains, you know.
Nikolai Volkov. Used to grab the flag. And then everybody be booing. And it was great. And in those days, the bad guys were the bad guys. You know, nobody rooted for the bad guys in those days. If you were a bad guy, everybody hated you. Now everybody's kind of like, you know, you got some people who root for the bad guys and some root for the good guys. Back in those days, if you were a bad guy, you were hated. Because like you said, you represented, you know, like the bad guys represented Russia or they represented Iran or, you know, Poland, communism, you know.
Well, Vince Jr. was the one that said, listen, we got to move away from the ethnic. That's the way of the old, because that was Vince Sr.'s bread and butter was the ethnic. You know, the Latinos had Pedro Morales, and later, who was that Reba guy? What's his name? Tito Santana. You know, and then he was like, well, we got to come up with different characters. And that's when you start to see, you know, more the flamboyant. And I see Jack mentioned a couple minutes ago, Brutus Beefcake. He was actually up here wrestling about a month ago up here on damn Long Island. Yeah. And that was the same time I saw, what was that guy, Diamond? Oh, Cutter is the name there. Jeff, what's his name there?
Diamond Dallas Page.
I'm just calling him Jeff Diamond. Yeah, he was there. You know. I saw Jake the Sneak. I was calling him Jake the Snack. He's gained quite a bit of weight. You know,
and Cutter just brought up that ESPN Classic, he said they're doing it up in Canada. They've been doing it here, too. They show, like, these old... It's not WWF, it's like AWA. It's like from the 70s. They show them sometimes at night. I've seen them a couple of times.
Yeah.
Guys I've never even heard of.
Yeah, that was like Vern Gagne ran this AWA for a while. And it really was not too many good, I don't know, not a lot of great wrestling there. I think the Midnight Rockers wrestled there.
Rockers.
Yeah. I was always fascinated with those NWA and AWA because I didn't see them at the time, you know, in the early days of cable. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember when Ted Turner came out with TBS, one of the things they had was wrestling. They had... what was that called, guys, again? I forget what it was. Georgia, was it Georgia Championship Wrestling? I think it was.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
And the Freebirds, that's the first time I ever saw the Freebirds. And that was when Gordon Solie used to be the announcer. Gordon Solie was great. And I used to watch that a lot. I was always interested in seeing, because I would actually, and this is kind of, I have talked about this, you know, like, I used to buy these wrestling magazines, like, religiously, like, whatever they were, Wrestling Illustrated, whatever, and they would have all the rankings of each Mid-South, this and that, the IWA, this and that, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And, but then I thought, you know what? There's a lot of pictures of, like, half-naked men in here wrestling each other. Is this a little gay? In retrospect, now, I'm not a gay individual or have any tendencies to be, but do you think that, I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking this, but there's a lot of dude sweat and a lot of, I don't know, a lot of guys hugging each other and that, but I used to thought the blood, they would have pictures of guys with blood streaming down there. It's like, wow, that's so cool. So, yeah, I really enjoyed those magazines. And they would always have, like, an obligatory, like, women's, like, wrestling in the back, but not real wrestling. It was just, like, you know, girls doing, like, you know, Indian flips like Captain Kirk does.
Right.
So, but, you know, wrestling was fun back then. I don't know much about it now. I was into the ECW. The original ECW for a while, and then after that, I figured there's no, can't get anything better than that. So, wait a minute. Then somebody's claiming that Haystack Calhoun is a big time punch packer. You got to be kidding me. Who would have sex with Haystack Calhoun? God. So anyway, that's the wrestling thing. It's talking about midget wrestling now.
Midget wrestling. All right. So
first
20 minutes on wrestling. And Newman said he's got a wrestling story, so I'll bring Newman on. Go ahead, Newman. What's up?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good. Hey, good.
John.
Welcome to the No Name Show.
Thank you. Do either of you remember going to the Westchester County Center for wrestling matches also?
I never went to Westchester, no. I went to the Garden, and I went to Nassau Coliseum once for WWE.
I guess WWE or WWF would do events at Westchester County Center as well. They put on, like, stage shows like they do at the Garden also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get the no names push, you get the big stars sometimes, and they give you a little program, and they give you the program with all the wrestling matches that night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Used to get those in the Garden.
Yeah, they do that too. At the Garden also, it's correct.
Yeah, you think wrestling was more fun back then than it is today?
For me, it was. I was a pig and shit back then. Are you kidding me? Now I think it's all bullshit.
I just think I grew out of it
about high school, you know what I mean?
You had better characters, I think, and, you know, you had just, I just think there was more, it was more, a hell of a lot more interesting back in those days. You know, guys like, well, like The Undertaker's still around, I guess, but, you know, he was another guy I always liked.
Right. And, it's actually funny because my cousins live in Rockaway. Dink and Doink live in Rockaway. My cousin went to grade school with Dink. It was the funniest thing in the world.
Dink and Doink. That was right about when I stopped watching the WWE /F.
And it's funny because my uncle met Doink outside of the wrestling area. He was a stay-at-home father. He would be with his kid 24/7. He would do everything for the kid.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
He was actually one of the better husbands. I mean, he would go on tour, obviously, but for the majority of the time, he'd be in Jersey taking care of his kids.
Cool.
Coast just pulled up Glow. Gorgeous
oh,
Ladies
God.
Of Wrestling. I used to spank to that.
What do you mean
I
you?
That, I tell you that one. And by the way, Ed, you sounded a little like Sean Avery before.
I get that.
Whoa!
Hey, listen, Sean shouldn't be taking any heat for what he's doing. It's only his opinion. What's everybody flipping out about?
I know. I'm just saying. Sound a little Sean Avery, yes, and I love it, buddy. I love it.
Yeah. So, but
I mean, I don't know if you remember this or not, but back in the day, remember when Hogan, I guess, was in the hospital or something when he got slammed by Yokozuna or Andre the Giant, and then they wanted people to write into him and you get an autograph back.
I think that was Andre.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time ago now, but yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
You know, I actually wrote into him because I was a kid back then. I was probably a little older than your son. I wrote into him. I got a letter back. It was probably a fake, you know, just a regular. I didn't think anything of it. It was the greatest thing in the world.
Did you get a letter back?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. I got a postcard back.
Well, you know, John Newman, the Hulkster, thanks you for your letter.
Thank you, brother. For all the little Hulkamaniacs running wild on you.
All right, what else you got?
That's it. I'm killing time. How about you?
Same here. All right, buddy. All right. Later.
Have a good rest of the night, lady.
Later.
Take care.
You the great job. Yeah, if you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692. Great numbers. Are we on the dice? Are we changing topics? Whatever you guys want to talk about. I might have deleted it. I thought I had a dice clip on here.
Somebody sent it to Jacobs, who said it's got to be the Derek Bougard was found dead.
Derek Bougard
going to Phoenix for Werick. That's what I heard. You know, are you looking for something or something?
Yeah, I'm looking to see if Derek Bougard's dead.
I got to do like at least 2 minutes of my therapy here. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's a show called The View that people with no jobs watch or DVR because their wives like to laugh at it. Whatever. This show is probably one of the signs of the apocalypse, that this show is just so bad and full of these four yentas or five yentas. They get together and they don't know shit. They don't know anything. And they get together in this Barbara Walters. What?
They're saying in the chat room that it's real. Derek Bougard's dead. That can't be real. Come on, guys.
Come on.
I think they're playing a gag on us.
Let me tell you about this Barbara Walters. She needs to get off the air. First of all, she's fucking senile.
Holy shit. It's being tweeted by the St. Paul Tribune. Derek Bougard's dead. Seriously.
What?
I'm not kidding. Michael Russo from the Star Tribune is tweeting, Derek Bougard was found dead in his Minneapolis apartment by members of his family. So much for not talking hockey.
Now, wait a minute, though.
First of all,
I know you're dead serious, and I got to make a serious point here. Now, that means we're not on the hook for his money, right? The cap. There's death. So if you die, he goes off the cap, right? Too soon?
Who got dead
from?
Don't know. You know what? There was talk that he seriously had brain damage from that concussion.
Wow. Now they're going to try to ban fighting. Get ready. Wait a minute. Now, I have another serious question. Does this mean we're going to get no more pool car invitations from yourself? You're all getting into this, like, you're getting Mr. Reporter down now.
Well, I'm trying to,
Barbara Walters and Rangers start dying. That's how much I hate her.
I was trying to find confirmation, because now I got to get it up on the banner. What?
Buckaroo Club said, couldn't it be Drury?
Holy shit.
Chris Drury's head got caught in a pizza oven.
God, you guys.
What? What am I supposed to get upset about? It's Derek Bogard.
Still, you talk. Do your thing on The View while I get this together.
All right. Mr. Reporter there. Anyway.
I have an obligation.
I know. You have obligations. See, and this Barbara Walters comes on. She doesn't know anything about anything. She talks about Gaddafi, how she met with Gaddafi in 1982. And who cares, Barbara? She's a skeleton. I really just want to reach for the TV. It's a Yenta fest. They know nothing. I have some examples, some audio examples. We ever do this show again. See, bad things happen when we do this show. Again, Derek Bogard, I just read what he died from over the wire. Now, this is total seriousness. He was playing hockey with his son. And, no, I'm making up. I don't know. Somebody wrote Drury's head in the oven, more believable. Man, I tell you, I'm looking at Facebook, it's flipping out on this. That's Facebook. Imagine what. Wow.
Twitter must be going ballistic right now.
Yeah,
sorry, guys. I know we promised you entertainment, but unfortunately, real life just intervened for a minute. And, you know, I do have a responsibility to the website to get the news up, so. Bear with us for a second.
Let me take over the show. You do what you got to do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the fancy dancy reporter. All right, now that I've gotten that out, although that was a little bit of a lame rant, I don't know why I lost all my wind. But now people are starting to. I see it's all over Facebook though, too. So he does come off the cap, so to speak. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I really am a diehard Republican. No, I'm only kidding. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh and the other day, and I find him as a comedian pretty funny. But he actually had this song parody that came on that I thought was pretty funny. And I found myself laughing in the car, and I think I'm going to share it with you while we have this little, while we have this time. When they were talking about the terrorist, people are just cracking me up in the chat room. But when the terrorists were supposed to be tried here in New York, and whatever how you feel about it, either way, I thought that this parody was pretty good that I heard actually on his show. So we'll play this song while we figure it all out.
What's this in the news? I'm leaving this place. I can't believe they're trying us in New York, New York. A real jury trial is more to my taste. We'll make George Bush the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to shout out in a courtroom and get on TV. Holder doesn't know he's terrorist from the U.S. Army. These Club Gitmo blues are melting away. You must call out the evidence. New York, New York. Because they didn't Mirandize me. They waterboarded and put bumps on my feet. I should sue you. New York, New York. Look out, Broadway, here I come. New York, New York. I want to show up in a courtroom dressed like a sheik and drag it out day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Drive a cab in New York, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The great Paul Shanklin with his New York, New York tribute. As you listen to WINS Wisdom.
I gotta Where is it? No. I got here's
the
before you
music, WABC.
I've downloaded a bunch of those. All right, I have the news up. I haven't gotten anything else. You guys that are not you know, you guys that are sitting there being able to follow Twitter, you'll probably have more info than I will, but that's it. It's up on Blue Shirt Banner, just that he's found that he's dead. That's all we know at this point. And I'm seeing something about Matthew Barnaby arrested for domestic violence.
Yes, that's confirmed with a link. Finally, Matthew found somebody up that he found somebody he could beat up. Oh, too soon? It just never stops. Wow, who would think during a live show today, Derek Bougard, the Boogeyman? You know, it is a shame when you think about it. Right now, I'm in a comedy mood. I'm in a dark humor mood. But if I really think about it, it's a shame somebody's life ended that early. Now, I wonder, you know, this is going to raise some questions, Jim, because if this is from a fight, they're going to look, saying, listen, fighting, ban it, somebody died from, you know, this will be the Dave Maloney's of the world are going to be saying this is why fighting is not necessary. And now I guess Bugart's really off Tortorella's radar.
I'm sorry.
This is how I react. I'm sorry.
Look, I said it in the chat room. We've said it before. Sather always finds a way out of his mistakes. This one was a little extreme. You know, thank God that at least this is a blue shirt band. It's not like our actual show.
Yeah, I know, but it's turning into it pretty quickly. People are logging on just to hear us talk about it. But, yeah, you got to watch out. The NHL, I mean, I know. So.
Oh, and have I got it? And this just, wow. I just sent you an email.
I'm going to be thrown off the air. Is this what's going
on? No, sir. No, sir. This is just between me and you. This we'll discuss on the next episode of Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Because that is most definitely Ranger related.
Okay.
Mets rally from down 4-0 to lead 5-4. The spirit of Derek Bogart inspiring the Mets. Look, very sad that he died, but it's sad. I mean, yeah, no doubt, but I saw the guy play twice. What can I tell you? So what do we do now? Do we go off the air? Are you there? There you are.
Yeah, I read the email.
See that? Those motherfucking...
Oh, I saw it, all right.
Those motherfucking cock-sucking pieces of shit.
Let's say it now. What do we play for the show?
Because I want to say it when more people are listening, that's why. Because all these people will be back with us when we do the next show, that's why. Plus the ones that aren't here. I want to make sure everybody hears it.
Get it out now. We'll do it again. You can't sit on this till the next show. You want to do the show tomorrow.
Yeah, just to say this, right? Well, for those of you that are new to the show and new to Blue Shirt Banner, you may or may not know that in 2010 and 2009, I was credentialed to go to the NHL draft. As you may or may not know, the cocksucking motherfucking piece of shit New York Rangers organization, after I was there in 2010, cried and complained to the NHL. Well, his website says bad things about us. He complained about the GM. And then they lied, outright lied, and told the NHL that I organized a fire Glenn fucking Sather rally, which I most certainly did not do, and can prove it to them. And they bitched to the NHL. We don't want him there. We want to control who talks to our prospects. Because as everybody knows, last year when I saw Dylan McIlrath, I took my cock out of my pants and smacked him across the face with it. Because I'm such an embarrassment to the New York Rangers. Well, the New York Rangers got their motherfucking way today, and I have been denied my credential application for the 2011 NHL draft. So maybe we'll organize a phone call campaign. We'll get people start calling the Rangers all day long. Because what are they going to do? What could they possibly do? What are they going to do? Deny me a trip to the draft? Fuck you, Rangers organization. Fuck you, Rosasco. Fuck you, Jim Dolan. Fuck you, Glenn Sather. I hope every one of you can rot in a body bag next to that overpriced winger that just dropped dead in his apartment. Every one of you can rot next to him.
Well,
and
the fact
is, Cerny, just because I know you'll be there, and you're nothing but a piece of garbage lackey for that organization.
Well, that's what you got to be. You got to be a lackey. Now, and I also wanted, what you didn't mention is that three other people from the website you work for, the network you work for, did get accredited. You were the only one who did not get press credentials. Denied, it said.
That's correct.
So this shows you this organization does not give a shit about the fan, does not care about... They run the fucking gulag over there. They want to blow sunshine up your ass until the cow comes home. Any controversial stuff, anything that's not cookie cutter, vanilla, Garden of Dreams bullshit, they don't care. They don't. There's no. You cannot have a dissenting voice, or they're gonna fuck you. Now listen. I mean, it's nice for Jim to go there, and you know, it's a good thing. But you know what? We don't need them. We have never needed them. you don't need them, I don't need them, and, you know, who cares, frankly?
Would have been nice,
you know,
to go. It's nice to go because,
nice,
you know,
I
what?
Feel bad for you.
Well, you know, because you know what it is? In the end, yeah, you've got Steve Zippe there, and you've got
douchebag.
Cerny's there, and
yeah,
Larry
yeah.
Brooks is there, and well, Obenauer was there last year, so I can only assume that Jesse Spector will be there this year. But you know what? Those guys go to the draft, they cover the draft, and when the draft is over, they stop covering it. We cover the draft for 2 weeks leading up to the draft. We do a live radio show from the draft when it's over. And then we recap the draft a couple of days later. Then we bring on Jess Rubenstein to tell you about every guy they've drafted. Nobody covered the draft better than we did. I don't give a fuck whether I'm a journalist. And I'm not a journalist. I don't want to be. I have no interest in being a journalist. But I'm here to tell you, we covered the draft better than anybody. Because we gave more... with the exception of Jess Rubenstein. Anybody that follows the Rangers on a daily basis and covers them, so to speak, none of them gave you the coverage that we did, but the Rangers don't care. Well, he says bad things about us, and when we don't play well, he tells people, he tells the truth. Well. River beyond rock hell.
Man, John Rosasco. And they said John Giannone there. John Monotone. Okay. Hey, they suck. They stole our idea. Then when it sucked for them, they hashed it. They got rid of it. I mean, this is a bunch of garbage.
Fuck you, Sather. We're very saddened to announce. You're probably dancing in your fucking office, you asshole, because you're the one paying them $1.8 million to do nothing. Fuck you, Sather. Fuck your whole organization. I hope you fucking die.
Whoa! Really?
Oh, too late. Wait. Does this mean I can't trade Bugard to Phoenix? Anyway.
So there we go.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the...
You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
Hi, I'm John Rosasco, and I fuck animals.
You're like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
All right, we got a phone call. You want to talk to... I think this is... It's either Costa or Rock. I think it's Costa. I'm not sure. You ready to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah!
Can I introduce you, please? Ladies and gentlemen, the gold medalist of the 1984 Olympics in the 500-meter dash, Costa the Crazy Greek.
What have I said over and over and over again?
It's a bunch of garbage.
Washington winning is good for business.
No.
Derek Bugard would be dead by the time he's 28.
No. You people want to spend your money on this team.
I spend my money on the team. I don't spend it on the organization. I support that team because I love that team. I've loved that team since I'm 5 years old, and I'll love it long after Glenn Sather is being eaten alive by worms, long after John Rosasco's asshole rots out from syphilis, long after Jim Cerny's laptop dies, I'll still be around loving the Rangers. And I'll still
What's
be doing
the difference?
This show. I am committed to do this show now until I am dead. Until I have emphysema and my lungs are rotting, I will be sitting here. They lost again because Sather overpaid all these fucks. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere. Fuck the organization. So, yes, I will spend my money on this team. I spend it on the team.
So what's the difference?
Because I don't know. Why? What am I? Why shouldn't I? What's wrong with me wearing a Rangers t-shirt?
Okay.
Does $20 that I spend on a T-shirt or a hat, does that affect? Is that going to make the difference as to whether or not John Rosasco stays or goes? No.
No.
Eventually,
it's a bunch of garbage.
Exactly. Thank you, Paulie. Eventually, he'll get caught with the transvestite hooker, and he'll get fired. Maybe. Isaiah Thomas didn't, but maybe Rosasco will.
I think that Dolan's got to either pass away or Sather's got to pass away. He's the GM and the owner for life.
Like I said, for the right money, I'll
rock
them both for the right money.
I don't know. Jim may take you up on that now.
Cutter says the score.ca is now saying that he's officially dead. I told you 20 minutes ago. You heard it on No Name. What's the name of the show? The No Name Show that he was officially
no
dead.
No Name Show.
You heard it on the Ring Ding Social Hour.
Yeah, it's the Ring Ding Social Hour. Now,
dude, guys, that death stop.
It is. Which part?
That he's dead. That's messed up.
It is.
What do you think, Kelsey? What are the scenarios? The head trauma he died from, or drug overdose, or maybe foul play? What are you guessing right now?
I'm thinking drugs.
And those, you know, a lot of those heavyweights, they get into the drugs, you know.
Newman just texted me. Derek Woodard is dead.
Fucking Newman.
Thanks.
He's always a dollar late. What's that? The dollar.
Reporting live from the IHOP in Lodi, New Jersey. John Newman, ladies and gentlemen.
Day late and a dollar short. That kid. That is the messed up when I think about it. After I get off this show, I'll say, man, I just can't believe I saw him play, you know, and.
Once.
He did score a goal, though.
That's true. We did witness him break that streak.
So I guess he had figured that he had accomplished everything he needed to do.
Now I can die in peace.
Oh, man. There's so much to sort out. I wish we did have a hockey show, but it's just weird, though. I mean, the Bugard thing hasn't, and you, that's just, and it's funny because the NHL said it wasn't going to matter. Well, you know how this works, Jim, though. The minute we become rebels, in which we have been, you know, I wouldn't say rebels, but, you know, we don't, us and our fans and everybody listens to our shows knows that, you know, we give you the real deal here, and I think this will make us even more popular. And now because everybody does know that the Rangers don't like what we say. And, you know, right. Some of the people may be right. Maybe they are listening, Jim. Maybe they are. You know, we sit here, and that's why I said Rosasco.
They can suck my dick and eat my ass.
Exactly.
Exactly, Costa.
You guys aren't the only ones that say, oh, the Glenn Sanders sucks, or Jim Dolan sucks, or this and that, and the other thing. It's not just you guys, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people.
They cheated at the Garden 2 years ago. Fire, Sanders, they were doing it live.
Do it live.
Mean? I don't know.
We should point out that Derek Bogart.
Frank and Bean.
Created. Derek Bogart created Bogart's Bogardians, hosting military members and their families in New York Ranger home games. And in addition, he made multiple appearances with partner organizations of the Garden of Dreams Foundation. So he will be missed, and our condolences go out to the family and hopefully.
Do my Garden of Dreams off. Going to suck my dick and eat my ass.
That's always your Garden of Dreams. But anyway, thoughts and prayers. Well, go out to the Bogart family. You know, unfortunately, they caught me on a bad night here.
Costa's cracking me up tonight.
All right, Costa, we're going to take other calls.
All right, man. I'm punching out.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye. Oh, shit. Jeff, I'm sorry. Call back in. I totally hung up on you by accident. I apologize. Please call back in. I'll put you right on. Let's see. Who's this? I think
people are still debating whether this is real about the Derek Bougard.
Rock, is that you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Guys, it's real. I read it on Blue Shirt Banner. We don't make shit up on the site.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm actually a little bit in shock about this whole thing. And you know, Dope Bougard really wasn't on the team, you know, for the majority of the season. You don't ever want to hear about a 28-year-old kid, you know, losing his life. You know, I guess we'll find out in the days to come, you know, what happened. And the thing is, a lot of these times you never know what the truth is. Because I remember a few years ago, Ranger prospect, a guy named Roman Lyashenko,
died
or committed suicide. But, you know, there was rumors that he was tied to the Russian mafia and all these other things. So a lot of times these instances get there's a lot of conspiracy behind them. So hopefully, you know, I want to say hopefully that, I don't know how to word it, but that that it wasn't something drug related or something along those lines. But you know, it's just a sad scenario to be involved with. I know this really wasn't supposed to be a hockey show tonight, but you know, these things, I guess, have a way of working their way in. So I don't know. I was kind of just in shock about the whole situation. But in the same breath, I was laughing when you said the fact that Seder found a way to get out from underneath one of his messes again. But I don't know. This guy, he always seems to find a way. It's terrible.
Like Eddie, like that picture Eddie put up.
Yeah.
He waved the magic wand again.
I don't know. He's amazing.
Well,
he really is.
You're right. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun at Derek's expense here tonight. That's because I'm pretty much a goof. But you're right. Somebody that young doesn't deserve whatever end he met. I mean, you know, as much as you know, we may have disliked him as a hockey player, you don't want to see another human being die that early. That's just the guy. Kid never had a chance to really. Well, 28. I was just learning what things were about at the age of 28. You know. But yeah, it's sad news, and I mentioned before. I mean, if this is somehow, you know, related to what, you know, the punch he took, you know, say if he died of an aneurysm or something, swelling of the brain. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. If you didn't know, because I know a lot of guys thought I was moonlighting as a doctor, but no, you don't know. You don't know. But a lot of people, and I thought you would be one of the people, say, why couldn't it have been Drury?
Man. Listen, I know, tongue-in-cheek, I would probably would say that, but, yeah, I don't want to say anybody.
I know you don't mean it.
Yeah. No, I know. I hear you. I'm smiling, but I understand what you're saying, but it's just a tough scenario to be involved with.
Nothing on any of the New York papers websites.
Well, Jesse Spector just tweeted: Minneapolis medical examiner says no foul play suspected in Bougard's death, but it's under investigation as is every death. So he just tweeted that. So,
wow.
I mean, a man that big, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he could have had a bad heart, and I'll tell you, if it's another instance with a guy with a bad heart, then they're not doing their physicals right. Because, you know, we're seeing a lot of this now where guys are having these heart problems, and not only in hockey, but in a lot of sports where guys have these arrhythmic heartbeats or, you know, shaky valves in their heart. And you know, I guess maybe a lot of it's not detected by an EKG, and you know, obviously I don't want to turn this into a medical show, but you know,
it is what it is.
I mean, exactly. It gets to that point where these guys have to figure out maybe a better way of examining them, because we've seen this a lot now. And the guy in the chat room brought up a guy, Sharapanov was the prime example. I mean, I was totally floored when he passed away, because it was just out of the clear blue. And this is kind of the same scenario. You know, I mean, Sharapanov never played a game for the Rangers, but he felt like he was part of the team still. And it kind of feels kind of eerily the same. So it's just sad in general. But like you said, a guy who was that big, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they find something with the heart. And then, like you said, it could be the concussion. I mean, it could be a lot of things. I mean, the guy takes that many blows, you know, for a long period of time. It has to mess around with you a little bit. I mean, you've seen it in boxing on numerous occasions. So it's just sad, I guess, on a lot of different levels. So I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Wow. Yeah, you know, sometimes I think about, they've done some research while we're talking about the medical side about concussions and stuff. I don't know if you guys are up on this. I saw this on Real Sports, actually, that football players are now later in life. Football players from the 60s, actually like the 70s, and I guess 60s and 70s, because they got so many concussions, they started developing ALS, a form of ALS. And from the concussions, they say that some kind of enzyme or is released, and then it actually makes you more likely to get ALS. Mm-hmm. And they have surmised that this is why Lou Gehrig got ALS, because he played, you know, all those consecutive games, and there's actual documentation of him being knocked out, like getting hit with a ball and, you know, being out for 10 minutes, like on the field and just completely unconscious. And they said that may have been the cause of, of his getting ALS. And they, I think a couple guys have donated, I think Bob Probert was one of them.
Yeah.
I think donated his brain to science.
You're right.
And it started to get serious. I mean, because these guys are just so big and so fast in every sport. I mean, in the 60s and 70s, you just had to be kind of big and not really an athlete. You know, nowadays, these people are machines.
And the amount of guys that are getting concussions now, I mean, you basically fart on a guy and he's getting a concussion, which, you know, leads you to believe that there's something underlining, whether it's the glass, because I know they took the seamless glass out of a lot of places, a lot of buildings. And I think next is going to be the shoulder pads, because, I mean, the shoulder pads that some of these guys wear, I mean, they look like the Legion of Doom. I mean, they're huge. I mean, they look like football players. And I think that's probably going to be the next thing they're going to look at, because every time you turn around, you know, there's another guy with a concussion. And, you know, ironically enough, I mean, the guy that we're all talking about and clamoring about this offseason is Brad Richards, and he's also coming off a concussion. So, I mean, I'm not saying the Rangers are going to be gun-shy, but there's a distinct possibility that they're going to really do their homework and really make sure that this guy is 100% healthy, because, I mean, he could be Eric Lindros for all we know at this point. And once you've had one, obviously we all know Pat LaFontaine and Richter, and, you know, the list goes on, that you're more susceptible to another one. So,
if I can jump in here for a second, I'm reading Michael Russo, the guy who writes for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, who I found the original tweet from about Bogaerts. It sounds like he was really close with Bogaerts, I guess from his days in Minnesota, obviously. And he was saying that he'd gotten several text messages from Bogaerts in the last few days. He told me yesterday he had just met with a PR firm in L.A. to join Twitter. He was also ecstatic that both his brothers were going to be in Minneapolis. Reading these texts I got from Bogaerts last few weeks, in absolute astonishment. He was looking forward to having a big summer. He was determined to return to New York and get back to being the old Bogaerts after a very trying year. This is just nauseating.
Wow. So, looks like things were going good for him, so it couldn't be anything, you know, like suicide or anything.
I mean, I don't know. I guess we don't know. I mean, that's...
I can't believe after Blue Shirt Banner automatically tweeted out the story, breaking news, Derek Boogaard found dead, people responding to me, are you serious? I really think I'd make up something like that. Fuck, am I the Inquirer?
I just think that's just a gut reaction, because I've done that on numerous occasions when people have called me with, you know, just
every site,
news. Like, are you serious? You know, it's... I just think that people don't know how to react to that, but I don't know.
I've seen that on a couple different sites, Jim, where people just, and I think Rocket, that they just don't want to, you know. And it's funny, you know, not to be, to make a serious point here. I think that death. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a different animal, but I just think that when somebody dies, that's under 30, and if you're like 30 or under, I don't know, it seems like the generations, they take a little bit harder. I don't know if it's just me, but to me, you know, I'll think about it later, but right now it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out loud here, but, you know, because the younger generation's into these memorials and the whole bit, and you know, what do you think about that, Jim?
I will wholeheartedly agree with you, and my reasons will probably sound very... they might not make... I think we've become very desensitized, people our age and older.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think we've become very desensitized. I think in the last 15, 20 years, we've just seen some absolutely horrific things, you know, very live and in color right in front of our faces, and I just think we've become very hard to shock.
Yeah, maybe that is, and that's something I don't want to be, because, you know, I don't want to become desensitized, but you know, my coping mechanism is to joke. Always been my coping mechanism. So, you know, I don't think I'm a total dick when I say, you know, does this salary come off the cap now? Or, you know, that's just my way I deal with it. I mean, you know, that's just the way I've always dealt with things, you know, with jokes. So, not that I give a shit what anyone thinks about me on this show, because basically you're a bunch of morons who have no... I'm only kidding, folks. Jokes. These are the jokes. But, yeah,
all right, well, listen, Rock, we're gonna let you go, and I'm sure this will be the main topic of conversation whenever we're on Blue Shirt Banner again. I don't know if it'll be Monday or Tuesday or it could be tomorrow. Who knows?
Sounds
but,
good.
But we'll keep you guys posted and let you know where we're gonna
appreciate
be on.
Appreciate it.
But, have a good all night. Right, we'll talk to you. Thanks
you
for checking
out. Have a great night. You're welcome. Right. Good night.
Bye.
Take care, Rock.
Later.
Let's see. We got... what do you want to do? What do you want to do at this point? You want to talk some more? You want to get another call on? We have Cutter on hold. We can play a clip.
Yeah, we go with the phone calls. Who we got? Cutter.
Yeah.
What does he have to say? Is he still trying to think if it's official?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tell you what. All right. Actually, Cutter, hang in there 1 minute. I'm gonna play this call-in clip real quick so I can run in the other room for a second. I'll be right back. Okay? If the clip ends before I get back, put Cutter on and I'll join you in a minute. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Did nothing happen? Shit, did that clip not work? Nope, sure didn't. All right. Here. We'll do this one. I got a different one instead. One of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Hold on.
Albus, give me that FBI badge. The FBI badge? Hey, give me the FBI badge. Uncuff me.
Uncuff you?
Uncuff me. You want to eat? Want a nice meal? Want some of that shit you eat?
You fuck with me,
and you'll hit me on the head and drop me in a thing. Right? Who's in charge here?
Who wants to know?
Me.
I'd be the manager.
I'd like to see the manager as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, while Jim's still away, I'm back. And let's bring on the great Cutter. I think this is Great Cutter. Huh. Oh, you're back.
Sorry, guys. I had to step away for a second.
No problem. I was just about to go to Cutter, but what is he? What area code is he?
519, I think it is. Yeah.
Cutter! Cutter, you're live on the air. Welcome to the No Name Show.
Well, you guys should change No Name to something, because it's a major event now, I guess.
It's the Ring Ding Social Hour. It's a major event. So, you believe this story yet, or you're still waiting to confirm it north of the border, of our border?
Well, first of all, TSN has just confirmed it like 20 minutes ago of all that. And secondly, I apologize to everyone for not believing it. Being Friday the 13th, I thought it was just a prank.
Well, I thought so too. And then when Jim said it was real, then I believed it, because, you know, I know Jim wouldn't lie to me.
Can I read a little bit from the TSN story?
Sure, read it. Go ahead.
Okay, this is what they say on their site. Okay, it says, New York Rangers forward, Derek Brugger has died. Minneapolis Star Tribune's Michael Russo first reported the news on Twitter Friday night, saying the 28-year-old was found dead in his apartment by his family. Bugard began his career with Minnesota and played in 255 career games, and then he joined the Rangers on July 1st of last year, appearing in only 22 games. But throughout his career, Bugard sought to make a difference in the communities he played in and charitable endeavors. He was a supporter of Defending the Blue Line Foundation, a nonprofit charitable foundation whose mission is to ensure that children of military members can have every opportunity to participate in hockey. So he did a lot for the military. I did not know that. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
No. Well, I didn't know that before you said it, Jim, before. Yes, that's, you know, it's a very admirable trait. And now I'm starting to feel it, and it's starting to sink in a little bit.
It has sunk in a lot for me. I mean, thinking of you guys, you know, Blue Shirt Banner, it was announced on the air, kind of like John Lennon. Remember that?
Yeah, it is. It's true. You know,
in the
Ranger lexicon. It's very odd that we decided to do a show and it happens live, and the Matthew Barnaby stuff plus Jim getting that letter today, that email from the Rangers, from the NHL.
Which came in about 10 minutes after we went on the air, I think. Maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, fuck them.
And you guys knew about Rangers Flyers apparent Winter Classic in Philly next year.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the next show.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about on the next show.
I understand. Don't worry about that. I understand. Crap. I knew I had something else to say, but I think it would be wise for me to just leave it at that for tonight.
Okay.
But,
well, Jeff.
Okay. No, I just remembered. For all of you who are watching on, who are listening. Sorry about that. Who are listening? If you want real action on YouTube, go to my username Cutter Historical. That's all I gotta say. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Jeff, and thanks for reading us that article. That was very nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I apologize again.
Oh, don't worry about it. We move on quickly here.
Okay, bye, guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Take care.
With a shot! With a shot!
Trying to light the mood here. People are yelling for booms. Nah, this is a sounded fairly upset there.
He as Spock once said, he grieves for thee.
So they just want to laugh now. You guys, people away from. So I don't know, Jim. This really threw me for a loop. We had a lot of people joining
usually,
the program.
Usually the only people that die when we're on the air is us.
Come on. We've all had a couple bad shows, I think. Usually you always think the shows are good. I'm the one that says, oh, boy, I was bad tonight. But you're like, oh, you were good. And then I listen back and say, yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So,
You play one of yours. I'm not playing. Come on. What do you want? Really?
Newman wants you to play Taps? I mean, that's Taps. That's Taps.
Come on.
You did it first. You did it.
Turn out the lights.
The park. Now he's stuck. Oh, boy. My God. Me and you are two alike. I really, this is a part of us that grieves, but it's a part of us that wants to just can't resist.
This may sound insensitive, but it really is how I deal with bad situations. It's the God's honest truth, and, you know, I could tell you some stories that you might think are absolutely horrific, and just for me, it's just a perfectly normal situation that I would be laughing in some very, very bad situations. But that's just how I've always dealt with things. So, I mean no disrespect.
No, we know. Hey, listen, we can. You know, the Bugard situation is a serious thing.
Sorry. I had a mouthful of tea when you did that.
I mean, you know, it's something that really it's got to be very upsetting for the Rangers and the Ranger organization.
It's like when a famous celebrity who's really, really old dies, and within minutes they have, you know, a 4-page obituary already posted on them.
Man, well, looks like Sane got out of this
contract. I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Looks like Sane did another one.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
Oh, boy. So, anyway. Newman actually made a funny. How did Bugard die? From the side!
Oh, God.
All right. Look at this. Adam from Chicago is joining. See, this is how it always starts out. Everybody's grieving now. After about 10 minutes, now it's all, everybody's joining us.
Right.
Anyway, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, the great boogeyman is now dead. But he's 1.8 million off the cap.
This is all so inappropriate.
Oh, that, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, man, I don't know. So, all right, we got to calm down here and compose ourselves. Now, what can we talk about for the last 15 minutes? Anybody have anything?
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public. Man, I've unmuted the call.
Folks,
631-242, you're on the No Name Show. Who's this? Hello?
You're on the air.
631-242.
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public.
I guess caller number two is not there.
The great Ricky O is calling me.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, he knows Bugar Dave.
Hey, Rick.
Maybe he knows.
Yeah, he was found dead in his apartment by his family, 28 years old. That's all they know. That's all. Nobody knows. No evidence of foul play. It could be the... Yeah, we talked about that too. So, yeah, Eddie and I are actually in the middle of a show right now. We were non-hockey. It was supposed to be a non-hockey show, and all of a sudden the word started spreading, so it turned into a hockey show. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye. I'm sorry. I'm a very busy man here.
All right. You're a multi-dimensional.
Extra going on. Look, you know, I'm the new media. Derek Bugard's death must be official because there's a Facebook page. Facebook page about it. The only thing left is that somebody puts "Rest in Peace, Derek Bugard" on the windshield of their pickup truck. You know, it's stickers.
A lot of Latinos like that. Hi C has joined us.
Hi C.
I wish Hi C would call. Hi C, wouldn't you call in and give us your opinion on Derek Bugard's death? I don't know if you've heard yet. We're recording it for you people who just came in that Derek Bugard has died. He was found dead in his apartment by his family. Doesn't look like foul play was involved, but an autopsy is being done, as well as an investigation. Although they did find some hair follicles that were gray and
and a cigar stub.
There's cigar stub.
Who's 631? You're on the air.
I am here. I am sorry. I was mourning Derek Bugard's death. This is Chris Frenzel. How's it going, guys?
Oh, hey, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for joining us. I know I've talked to you on Facebook a few million times, but
first
appreciate
time I had
you joining.
Listen, so very, very sad news indeed. But I am not convinced. I want the death certificate.
Yes, President Obama has announced that the Bugard death photos will not be. This is not a trophy death. I don't even.
So,
know.
Maybe Chris has some thoughts on this, and what do you think if they find out it was because of his concussions that this may affect some people, another chip in the bank or the coin in the bank of the people who want fighting banned?
You want to, you don't want to wish, you know, any bad ill on anybody. You know, maybe it is medical related, but, you know, let's not all jump to conclusion and assume what happened. Let the medical examiner or whatever these people have to do, let them decide what happens. And then, you know, we'll hear in a couple of days what happened. But, you know, give his family time to mourn and all the fans and whatnot. And I'm sure we'll hear what really happened in days to come.
For those of you that are on Twitter, I would recommend following. What is this guy's Twitter? No, it doesn't say. I'll find it for you. Give me a minute. Sorry, thought I had it here. Mike Russo from the Star Tribune is the guy I've been talking about. You can follow him at on Twitter at I think it's M Russo STB or something like that. I'll get it for you. Give me a minute. I'm sorry. I thought I had it, and I didn't. So bear with me. Oh, here it is. So anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to completely take over the conversation there.
Don't worry about it. I mean, it's a simple radio show.
Simple radio.
All right, well, what happened?
I said I had it a minute ago and I completely lost it.
Yeah, that's it. Getting on to, this guy Russo apparently was good friends with him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm a little taken aback by this. Every time I start getting serious, then I have to be stupidly funny. I gotta get it goofy. I don't want to compensate. I'm overcompensating. Men are always doing that. I think.
It's what we do.
I don't know. My wife is gonna be upset when I tell her about this. You know, because she likes looking at me. Wow. I just heard my voice. It sounded really hot.
It was like an echo there.
Yeah, I want to have sex with myself. Oh, wait, I can't tonight.
Jesus. Oh, Chris,
I'm
Chris hung
joking.
Up.
Wow. Okay. Is that what you're saying, Jesus, or that I'm going to have sex with myself?
No. Don't worry about it. Don't mind me.
Listen. Yeah, you're in some kind of weird...
Now I'm pissed that I can't find this goddamn guy's Twitter address that I was going to give out.
Baseball being light years ahead in its handling of the
drug
problem.
Thank you, Howard.
Of course, there is a plethora of... Ah, what are you doing to me? Ah, what happened? Hello. What did you do to me in the middle of a show that was saying exactly what I wanted to say? Why? It's only radio. It's so simple. Now, will somebody cut in and talk to me, please? I know where the hell I'm at now. Hello. 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 What happened? Who's that? Jerry Sheehan? What happened was, in the middle of my show, I suddenly was broken in on with a Solocane commercial. I was simply in the middle of saying exactly what I wanted to say on a sensitive subject, and it's just criminal. I mean, radio is so simple, I don't have these problems in television. Now what do you want me to do? Now what do I do? Ah, Jesus Christ. I give up. I just give up. I quit. I'm going to call Ed McLaughlin right now. Can somebody talk to me? I just got Pennzoil. Is there anybody there that can talk to me? Answer me. Before I call the president of the radio network. I guess not. It is simply unbelievable.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I'm getting Pennzoil.
Simple radio.
Simple.
All right. Let me see. I really did have a plan tonight. I know we were joking before that there was no preparation. I really did have a few things planned.
Well, we got plenty of time.
Well, some of them.
Next show.
I don't know. We'll save it for maybe next Friday night. We'll do this again. We'll see who we can kill off then. At Russo Trib. Russo's, R-U-S-S-O-S-T-R-I-B, is the guy to follow from Minneapolis. He seems to be, he was the one, I believe, that broke the story. And, you know, he's the guy that was close with Bugard. So I would stick with him because I think he's going to have – I think he's going to cover this probably better than just about anybody will.
Yes, he's very – it seems like he's very close to Derek. So definitely get the definitely get the 4-1-1 from a guy who knew him off the ice as well. Apparently they were, you know, he's texted him back and forth about Derek's being excited that he was going to Los Angeles to learn how to get a Twitter account. I don't understand that a little bit. Not sure about that, but, oh, you know, and he was excited about his two brothers. Now, what, his two brothers play hockey as well, or?
I know one does. I know at least one of them does.
I know it's a serious thing, man. I don't know who's doing that in the control room, but that's really inappropriate.
Baba Booey. Fred Norris.
What? So, well, I guess that's, you know, what do we have, 4 minutes, 3 minutes left in this broadcast here?
We'll just, it's actually, I think I accidentally sent it for 2 hours, but that's okay. We'll just.
Okay, we'll do that.
I mean, I don't care one way or the other. I mean, if, you know, but, you know, I don't.
Yeah, you seem like you're preoccupied. You know,
no, I'm not preoccupied. It's just that, you know, I don't know what else. You know, we're kind of, I mean, you know, we're kind of, you know, dealing with our with the grief and the shock of it all. So, and everything else that we planned on talking about just seems like kind of, I don't know.
Okay, well, I guess I'll set the, all right, well, I guess I'll just, I want to talk about, you know, I'm a big music fan. I like different kinds of music, and you know, whether it be heavy metal, punk, hardcore, pop music. Not today's pop music sucks, but you know, like rock and hard rock and new wave. And my favorite band is a kind of an obscure band to like to really follow, and that's the Cars. And The Cars finally came back together, sans their dead bassist who died of pancreatic cancer in 2000, Benjamin Orr. They've kind of reunited. They made a new album. It's the first in 24 years. It's so contemporary sounding and so good that I couldn't resist. It came out Tuesday. As they say, it dropped Tuesday in the parlance of our time. I figure we'll close the show on a positive note with a track, if that's okay with you, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
So,
yeah, I just can't seem to, after the news, I just can't seem to get on track for any of the other things I wanted to do. So we'll save them for next week. Maybe we'll do this again next Friday night.
Yeah. I had a good time doing it. I mean, you know, even though we got thrown for a loop, I really love the response of you guys coming out and checking it out and just hanging with us, because it's like a bunch of group of guys just hanging around and just shooting the shit, and that's what it basically is.
Yeah.
The Cars, as a matter of fact, they had their first show in Seattle 2 days ago, and they actually forgot one of the songs, how to play it, so they had to play it twice. I think it was Moving in Stereo. They kind of messed it up and had to do it again. So they got they were a little bit rusty. But the new album is called Move Like This, and it is absolutely great. And it's just, they picked up right where they left off after Heartbeat City. Any parting words, Jim, you'd like to say before I click the track?
No, just thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep an eye on us on Facebook and Blue Shirt Banner as to when the next Blue Shirt Banner radio show is. And hopefully we'll do this again next Friday night.
Okay. So So here's the Cars from the album Move Like This. Here's the song Keep On Knocking.
Good song.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
That was the Cars coming at you.
Well, the Cars. Of the King Biscuit Flower.
102.7. 103.5 WAPP Rocks. Pat St. John coming with you Friday night. The King Biscuit Flower Hour coming up. Coming up in just a few minutes. It's going to be Allison Steele, the Nightbird, taking you to the morning show.
WAPP.
Oh my I downloaded a commercial for them that I was going to play. Because I couldn't find an actual jingle for them, because they probably didn't have one, really. But I did find a commercial for them. WAPP 103.5, the Apple. Coming at you from the top of the Empire State Building, 65 degrees at Madison Square Garden.
All right. Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I had some laughs. I cried. I laughed. And I'll probably cry. I shit my pants. So I'll see you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Good night, everybody.